What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Anime Nerd. And today, I got a couple of things I want to talk about in today's podcast. First thing first, let's talk about the One Piece live action series that just came out this weekend or Thursday. First of all, I'm going to just let you guys know I'm not a huge One Piece fan. I have watched up until episode 100 and something. I'm not gonna say I hate it, but I'm not like a absolute like fanatic about it, like how some of my homeboys are and homegirls. It's just one of the shows that's like I fell behind so far back, and they have I'm pretty sure they're up there in the episodes, probably over like 700, 800, if not damn near 1,000 episode of this series One Piece. And I'm like, okay, it's cool and all. I think what for me, like what I don't like too much about it, or not, I wouldn't even say I don't like, it's just the art style. The art style isn't my cup of tea. The character design so isn't my type of thing, but I figure why not give the live action a chance to see like if I like it or not. And surprisingly, so far I enjoyed it. I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you. I'm not saying it's better than the anime. Even though, like I said, I'm not a big fan, but I'm not gonna knock the anime and the greatness of how long this series has been running. Clearly, there's a big cult following behind this series, so therefore, I'm not gonna just shit on it or anything like that. But the live action series is probably one of the better series that I have seen so far overall, and it just because of like. They look like they really, Netflix, like they really made sure they stick close to the source material. And as far as going all out and everything like that, making sure production is good and not really straying away too much far from the story from it. Unless I'm missing something. I mean, if you guys are a big One Piece fan, let me know if I'm missing something. But for the most part, I feel like they did a great job on doing a good reenactment of the series overall. Now, I have to say, I thought they did a pretty good job with the cast. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I thought the cast is seemed pretty much up to par of how I would predict the cast to look like. For the most part, everybody seems pretty legit. For me, I thought they did a good job, especially with Zoro. Zoro really do look like how Zoro should look in the anime. If you compare it, he do look almost spot on. I wouldn't even say spot on, but yeah. So the guy playing Luffy, Inaki Godoy, he. When you look, I'm looking at a picture right now. When you compare him side by side. I wouldn't say he looked exactly like Luffy, but they didn't do a bad job casting him as well for Luffy. Zoro, I butchered this guy's name, Makinu Arata, really do look like Zoro. Nami, not really feeling the Nami wig. That wig's kind of bad. I am not gonna lie to you guys on it, but Emily Rude, it's not a bad job with Nami. For the most part, I mean, obviously, clothing today's world, it's very interesting. Usopp, played by Jacob Gibson, it's funny. I always say Usopp was black. Like, that was just a funny thing. And then they casted a black guy to play Usopp. Like, I guess with the way Usopp character designed it, it's kind of hard to nail it, but I didn't think the character did a bad job. I'm not gonna lie, Sanji. That's probably the least one I don't really too care about. Sanji's kind of, I feel like could have been a little bit better. The guy who played Sanji seems a little weird to me, but that's just me. I'm not gonna say that it was horrible by all say, but it isn't the greatest. But like I said, it's kind of hard to turn anime characters into real life characters. But overall, though, the story is pretty good. They really went in depth in making sure the detail of One Piece is captured in the live anime. Now, it is still awkward because it's hard to kind of translate anime to the real world unless it's like a slice of life. But Not too bad. And overall, I enjoyed it. I'm gonna give it a good. I give it an 8 out of 10, I think. I enjoyed it. I can't wait to see the second season if it picks up on the second season, for the most part. Now, the thing is that I'm scared of is because I'm pretty sure it cost them a pretty penny to even create anything as far as the story goes and everything like that. Because, you know, the budget and so on. I'm pretty sure each episode costs probably well over $1 million. It could be possibly pushing like $5 to $8 million for each episode. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes on. Obviously, there's been some character race swap and so in the shows, and it's typical Netflix, typical day and age of trying to create something. But overall, though, I thought it did pretty good, though. I thought it did pretty good for the most part. So I'm not gonna complain. I would definitely recommend you guys watching it, just because. If like, especially if you're a fan, I want to know like how you feel about it more so than how would everybody else like overall opinion and so, because the fans really know, like the real fans know exactly how One Piece is and knows the ins and out about it. I could call up a friend right now and I could tell him what I think about it, and I promise to you, he's one of the most critical person when it comes to like stuff like this. This man will go down to the T and it's like, nah, bro, you're missing this, this, this. What about this? Tell me this ain't done. Tell me this ain't bullshit. You know, that type of stuff. So for me, my opinion, I thought One Piece was good. I enjoyed it. But for the diehard fans, I feel like you guys might not like it as much. But overall, for the industry of live action anime, I think this is a good save for it. And the reason being is because, like, everybody remember Dragon Ball Evolution, that god-awful thing. And then they had, like, a couple live-action anime that they made on Netflix. And those were pretty niche, bad. Like, even, like, the Bleach one. The Bleach one wasn't horrible, but, you know, it's hard to reenact Bleach in the live-action anime. So, but I think it's a good thing for the overall industry, anime industry, when it comes to that, because there is technically a small cult following for live action shows. So if this do well, maybe we'll see another show get a live action treatment. Preferably, I feel like Slice of Life should have a live action compared to like action and so, because Slice of Life, you can make it really dramatic and make it seem real because it's Slice of Life. It's kind of based on real life situation, or not real life situation, but just life in general. One show that come to mind that I thought did a really good job with it being a live action is Erased. I know I talk about the anime. I know I talk about the live action before, but Erased did an excellent job on turning it into a live action. So if you guys want to check out another good live action, check out Erased, because that's definitely up there with one of the animes of live action that I would recommend. Okay, on to other news. So you guys know in the world of Hollywood that there's currently a strike going on with the SAG and everything like that. So next, from rumors, there might be a possible game strike coming along with it, because of course, as always, there's going to be something else that's going to come to light, that they didn't see eye to eye on. So now, between the time of September 5th, that I'm reading from this one article, to the end of September 25th, the voting for strike authorization will begin. So, video game industry, if there's a game that isn't finished developing or anything, just expect delays. Whenever you're into games, these are the 10 companies that's faced with a possible strike: Activision, Blinding Light, Disney Character Voice Inc., EA Games, which is Electronic Arts Production, Epic Games, Formosa Interactive, Insomniac Games, Take-Two Production, VoiceWorks Production, and WB Games. So these are the game companies or top companies that's going to be possibly having a strike heading their way if they don't see eye to eye on whatever they're trying to work under. So it's saying work under the video game contract includes a great deal of performance capture, Train, provide digital capture performance. These are the type of stuff they want. Then they also want unregulated use of AI posed an enormous threat of these artists' professions. So of course, AI has been threatening a lot of people. Everybody like lately has been fearing this whole AI trend, which I can understand why they fear that, because a lot of these AIs are damn near better than some of these people. And I can understand why they feel like overall that their whole job security is in danger, because AI got to the point where it can make stories, it can make music. Because if you heard that Drake AI in The Weeknd, that one, that's a banger right there. I ain't gonna lie, I listen to that sometime. And yeah, it's getting kind of scary for these people. Like, and I understand why they want to strike. Now, sometime I think they might be trying to asking for too much. They could, and it could hinder their way of, business. But sometimes you need to fight for what you want. And if it goes into a strike, I hate to say it, some of these games that are supposed to come out might be delayed. Just saying. So it says the last strike, major strike for gaming companies, began in 2016 and lasted for 183 days. So we don't know how long this strike's gonna be, but I feel bad for these people who's gonna go on strike, because I know with inflation and stuff, because that's obviously money is one of the things that they're gonna be talking about, compensation and all that. Yeah, they're scared of losing money and losing jobs because of AI and all that type of stuff. So yeah, it's just gonna suck for a little bit, but hey. It is what it is. They got to fight for what they want to fight for. Hopefully, y'all can get to agreement soon rather than later. But you never know with these things, people. You just never know. It's crazy to even think about that the strike for the movies and actors is still going on. But I kind of stay away from those type of things. I can have my opinion, but I don't want to start any drama. Like, oh, anime never felt this type of way about this. He ain't for the people or stuff like that. Not saying that I don't care. I just feel like hopefully they come for a compromise or like an equal leveling so they can get back to the production and stuff. Because I hate to see certain things be affected because of that. Like, I think because of the strike and the next Spider-Man movies is being pushed back like 2 to 3 years. That's a long time. If y'all seen Into the Spider-Verse, that's a long time. Is it Into the Spider-Verse? It don't even matter. Still, it's a long time to wait for a movie like that in that caliber because of something like this. So, yeah, they just need to hurry up, meet equal footings, and let's go ahead and like start this thing. You feel me? So, that's on that on the possible video game industry being on strike too. And everything like that. So, for the most part. So, next up on my list of things, because I'm going down how I'm doing it now, guys. I'm just going down, thinking of picking up big news on certain things and stuff like that. Since we're into the video game, that new Mario game, Mario Wonders, I think it's going to be a pretty big game for Nintendo. And the reason being is because it's adding a whole lot of new elements to it. Like new enemies, power up badges, multiplayers as always. But I think it's one of the first games that I think Daisy is actually legitly in the game. I don't know when was the last time Daisy was in the game. Outside the sports game, Daisy is actually a character. So these are the playable characters as of right now that we got. You got Mario, Luigi, Peach, Daisy, Yellowtoad, Bluetoad, Toadette. Then you got Yoshi, Red Yoshi, Yellow Yoshi, Blue Yoshi, and Nabbit. I wish they would have added Black Yoshi. Raw. But anyway, Yoshi and Nabbit cannot take damage, but they can. They also cannot transform with power up. In addition, Yoshi can flutter, jump, and use their tongue to eat their enemies and spin them out. In multiplayer, if someone is playing Yoshi, other characters can ride them. So it's like teamwork right there, like an original Mario game. If somebody's using Yoshi, hey, they both can work together to get it done. Some of the new enemies include Hoppy Cat, Melon Piranha Plant, Con Darts, Conks, mummies, mumsies, and mamas. Of course, some of your familiar enemies, such as Goomba, Koopa, Troopa, Boo, Lakitu, is also returning. So there's new enemies, old enemies, new friends, old friends, all of them returning. This game is definitely going to be something to be with. There's also going to be a new Switch getting a new Mario Red Edition OLED model coming out October 6th, and the game will come out October 20th. So, for those of you guys who are interested in this, definitely check it out. I would recommend, you know, giving it a try. Who knows? If you're a big Mario fan like me, I know for a fact that I'm going to definitely go watch that, get that game, because I love playing Mario. Mario is always fun to play with a friend. I do have one issue, is they don't come out as frequently. Like, oh, no, no. My one issue with Mario is, where the hell is Mario Kart, is it 9? Like, I haven't seen them drop a new Mario Kart in a minute. And I'm hoping, like, that it's going to come up with a brand new one soon, because it's been a while, y'all. I don't know if they're waiting for the new Switch to come out or whatever next-gen system they planning to drop or whatnot, but they need to do something. It's been a minute since Mario Kart had a new game, so Mario 9 needs to be something. I don't even know. All right, so for PlayStation fans, this is for you. So PlayStation Plus servers raise price for annual subscription tiers starting on September 6th. So the new 12-month subscription plan is now PlayStation Plus Essential 12 months is now $79.99, where it used to been $59.99. Now PlayStation Plus Extra 12 months, Plus Extra, sorry, is now $134.99, and it went up from the $99.99, which was $100. And now this one is pretty big. I ain't gonna lie to you guys. These prices, they kind of went up. How much more money they need from us? But anyway, PlayStation Plus Premium is now $159, back when it was only $119. I don't see why they have to go up so freaking high on these things. Like $160 for a PlayStation Plus Premium, and I'm ranting now. Fuck that. So hear me out, y'all. I got PlayStation Plus Premium, and I'm gonna tell you guys right now. And I love PlayStation. To me, I don't think it's worth it. And people are going like, oh man, you both are talking about PlayStation. I don't think it's worth that PlayStation Plus Premium. Unless you're really into the classic games, it's not worth it. Like, yeah, it's cool to get the games, but it's not even like brand new games like the Xbox Pass or whatever. I don't even know how that works, but I'm pretty sure they can play newer games. Like, I'm paying you want me to pay $160, right, to play old games and then not even really and do new game trials for 2 hours? I'm not paying that, honestly. I'm not doing that. I'm just gonna keep with my PlayStation Plus Essential, where I can play online. If I want a new game, I get a new game. If there's a game I want to play, I'll just have to buy it. I'll suck it up. I'm not dropping $160 for something I don't use every day. It's like, I feel like I don't really get my money's worth. It's not bad. I'm not knocking those who wants it, but I just don't see it. Jumping the Extra to damn near $34 Extra, it's like the PlayStation Plus Extra was $100. I think that was a fair thing, but now they're making it even more. So pretty much, and for those of you guys who don't know anything about the PlayStation and how it works, so PlayStation Plus Essential gives subscribers access to online multiplayer games, 2 games free a month. Cool. The Extra tier has everything the Essential, but also includes access to a back catalog to PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5 games. So if you guys want that, that's good. The Premier tier has Essentials, Extra, but includes backlog of PlayStation 3 games and access to PlayStation, PlayStation 2, and PlayStation Portable game as well. Y'all, that's why I say, if anything minimum, PlayStation Plus Extra to me is worth it. PlayStation Essential is worth it. PlayStation Plus Premium, no. I'm just sorry. I'm not going to pay close to $160 just to play some old PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3 games. No, I'm good. You can miss me with that. Like, at 119, for some reason, that price sat a little bit better with me than paying $159.99, which is 160. Like, yeah, I'm not doing it. For those of you guys who are coming up for your subscription, pay attention because they may try to get your money, and I know you guys won't like that. But yep, so just that's just for your awareness and everything like that. Yeah, I'm kind of baffled about the price, y'all. It's like it's crazy. What they want people to do on everything like that. It's like you expect me to just sit here and pay all that money for something that to me, I don't even feel like it's worth it. Other than that, y'all, that's it for today's podcast. It's something a little light work. I'm doing something new where I'm separating my main segment and the other like anime news topics. So that way you guys can pick and choose which one you guys want to hear. If you guys like it, just let me know. I appreciate all my supporters and listeners. You guys are the real one. And I'll be back real soon, sooner than you know it. So, until next time, peace.